turn left at the next exit.
Once upon a time, GPS used to be something used only by colonels and sergeants on the battlefield. Global positioning technology is a government military developed technology that made its way into the mainstream. Just like government map data, space innovations, even weather forecasts are all government produced technologies that now benefit consumers directly. What else may be in the pipeline?
I could hear the sound of an unmanned drone, and it seems the Syrians are using these to try and identify targets before they lay down their fire.
The drone technology developed by the U.S. military that has proved so lethal and controversial in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iraq, and starred in the latest Bourne movie, may be headed to your neighborhood. Why not get in on the ground floor and train to become a drone pilot? No ejector seats required unless you've got some special launching device on your own couch. Fly drone missions from the privacy of your own home. It's a reality. Dan Macchiarelli is the chair and professor of aeronautical science at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. He joins us from his office in Daytona, Florida. Dan, welcome.
Hello, John.
So I can enroll and get a degree in an expertise that would enable me to fly what kind of drones if I go to your school?
Well, you certainly can enroll and get that type of degree. We focus on providing a bachelor's degree in science for unmanned aerial systems sciences. And we look at medium altitude, long endurance drones. And we also focus a lot on the mini unmanned aerial vehicles.
Now, you've flown these, right?
Yes, I've operated them. But in my department, We have several faculty members that came from the operational world and switched over to the academic world.
And when you say operational world, do you mean military, yes?
Yes, yes.
But can you buy the same technology that the military uses? I mean, I'm a little worried that my neighbor would fly a drone over my house or something to figure out what I've got.
Well, for the larger systems, it would be pretty complicated and not really feasible. For the mini systems, you can get pretty close. There are various vendors online that sell systems that are very unmanned aerial system like, but they fall into the category of hobbyist type flying.
So a person with an unmanned aerial systems science degree, are they entering what you would call a growth industry?
Yes, we think it's going to have exponential growth. And most of the industry right now is waiting for the reauthorization act by the FAA in 2012, or before the FAA stated that by 2015 we'd have UAS integrated in the national airspace. So once we get to that point where we integrate into the national airspace, we see explosive growth. And there are many opportunities already for our graduates that often they're offered jobs before they graduate. So we're excited about the opportunity.
So the reason you believe that there's exponential growth is not because you expect war to break out everywhere in the world, that drones are going to be applied in areas that might be difficult for people to imagine nowadays, yes?
Yes. Once we move it into the civil segment, law enforcement will be one of the main employers for unmanned pilots. Wildlife management, there was an interesting story about Kenya. Just bought a small system to try to prevent poaching of rhinos. The benefit of using an unmanned system for something like that is it can stay airborne for a long period of time and do things that are really pretty tedious, and then you can obtain a great payoff for a low investment.
And there's someone calling in to enroll, listening to this program, obviously.
Yeah.
So, Dan, are these fun to fly?
They're akin to gaming. That'd be the best way to describe it. We have two tracks in our degree program: a pilot track and an operational track. The pilots also obtain FAA certificates and ratings from all the way up through the commercial and instrument level. That way they understand airspace. And but it is, it's we recently had a gentleman from a government agency come and fly our medium altitude long endurance system. He's flown the 787 and the A380, and he smoothly landed it on his first attempt. So wow. there's some transfer there.
So you say that it's like gaming. I'm wondering if there's a danger that pilots trained to do this will lose a sense that this is the real world, whatever the application is that they're using. They would forget that, you know, these are actual people down there. There's possibility of the drone actually interacting with real human beings.
Well, it can be immersive, because you can become immersed in your operational setting, and then you have a sense of presence that's created by the visual imagery in front of you. But true, you are detached. You're not there in a true first-person sense. It's, you know, it's a first-person sense that's sent via, you know, electronic signals.
Right, but that's a challenge of your curriculum, to teach people to not simply react as a machine, but to have a sense that they're in the real world as well.
Right, they're part of the real world, even though they may be a great distance away. Most of the law enforcement uses will be line of sight and more close ranged. For example, a micro or mini system is launched line of sight.
Dan, I'm loving this. I mean, you're like you're in the center of a growth industry here. That is so obvious.
Yeah, we're excited about it, and we decided in 2010 that we would expand out into the flight aspects of it. And when we did that, we thought we would have about 75 students in 3 years. And we had 98 students in 18 months.
Wow. So, Dan, phones are ringing off the hook there. Dan Macchiarella is chair and professor of aeronautical science at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, offering a degree program for flying unmanned drones. Thanks so much, Dan.
Thank you, John.